With 60% of nursing home residents on Medicaid, a lion's share of the long-term care facilities depend on state reimbursement to stay afloat. Right now, nursing homes are funded retroactively after they submit expense reports. The Senate proposal would instead pay nursing homes a predetermined amount up front, based on a formula. Florida Healthcare Association Director Emmett Reed, who represents more than 80% of nursing homes in the state, supports it.
It provides more predictability for both the state, so that's good for taxpayers when the state has more predictability on how much they're going to spend on Medicaid beds or Medicaid recipients, and also for the skilled nursing facility provider.
And though the plan includes millions in incentives for the highest performing homes, CEO Emeritus of River Garden Hebrew Home in Jacksonville, Elliot Pilevsky, told senators the new distribution formula would punish 4- and 5-star facilities like his.
When under the Navigant plan, it seemed that River Garden was going to win $200,000, our Board of Trustees unanimously voted to oppose the plan as poor public policy. Now that River Garden stands to lose $200,000, we continue to oppose this as poor public policy.
The payment plan was first unveiled last year by state-contracted Navigant Consulting Group. The House shelved the plan in its own budget, but both Pilevsky and Reed agree the plan could still become the law of the land through budget negotiations. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.